episode 14 with your host Josh from New Jersey and Chris in California.
That's me. I'm Chris, and I just got a text message that everybody probably
you
heard.
Got a text message.
All right, so today is
wait. And Jesse is not here again this week.
Oh, that big surprise there. Actually, he's working. He just texted me. That was the text message I just got.
Yeah, this is kind of a last minute show up.
Yeah, he's with us in spirit. Anyways, let's see. What was yesterday? Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah, it was two days ago.
Yeah, it was 2 days ago. Thanksgiving.
How was yesterday Thanksgiving? Was Black Friday. It was okay. I mean, I went to the gym because my gym, for some reason, is open on Thanksgiving. All right. And I don't know if you've ever gone to the gym on Thanksgiving, but I was like the only person there. So I kind of enjoyed that.
Really? You were literally the only person there?
Well, there was like two or three other people, but I mean, it was like, I do an hour on the elliptical and then I go do weights. And it was like, when I was on the elliptical, no one was in the cardio room at all. It was just completely empty. But they had a football game on the screen, so it's not me. I just watched the football game.
You went to the gym to go watch other people work out.
Well, I hate going to the gym like in the middle of the day during the week, because that's when everybody goes.
Really?
Yeah, I either go like between 1 and 4 o'clock or after 7 o'clock. But between 4 and 7 is when people get out of work and they run and flock to the gym. And that's when you get a whole mess of people.
Yeah, well, over here, where I live at, it's after 3:30. Yeah. That's when the gym starts getting super packed and everybody gets out of work and starts going to the gym.
Yeah.
Fat bastards.
Yeah. Well, I don't mind it. It's just that you always get the people that want to hog the whole locker room. Like, you know how you have, like, the locker room bench or whatever?
You know what? No. You know what always happens to me is, like, I'll put my stuff away in a locker. Yeah. Now, I'll look to see there's that, you know, how many locks are around the locker that I'm going for.
Yeah, I do the same thing.
And I pick the one with the least amount of locks around it.
Yeah, I do the same thing.
So, okay. So, you know, I go work out or whatever. And then when I come back to get my bag and, you know, so I can leave, there's always somebody with a locker right next to mine or right below mine, and they're there.
No.
And I'm like, shit, dude, there's like a million fucking empty ones, and you pick the one right below mine or right on the side of mine, you know, like.
Yeah.
And then you leave or you show up right when I get there. Never fails, dude. Never fucking fails.
Well, I was at the gym. Does your gym have like an open shower? Like, I don't use it, but you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, right. Meat gazer. We established last show that you're a meat gazer. I'll run with the story. The gym I go to, they have a, it's like a corridor with, like, you ever seen, like, those movies, like, where they're, like, in a firehouse or something, and then they have, like, these little walls that are, like, waist high.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Or, like, elbow high. Yeah, that's what they have. They have something like that. That's how the gym I go to has it.
Oh, so that's slightly different than mine. Mine is open, but the showers are, like, really far apart. You know what I mean? Like, you're not right next to somebody.
It's like a jail shower.
It's almost like that, yeah, but they made sure everything was real far apart.
When you take a shower in there, do you take a rope?
I don't shower at all in there. It's just disgusting. The floor is disgusting.
Don't take a shower in there, but you parousal right by it?
Well, it's in the locker room. It's right there.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, you have to walk past it to get to the locker room.
It's a little suspect, dude. That's all I'm saying.
So anyway, I was in there. I always put my like a change of clothes.
Uh huh.
So I was done and I was getting a change of clothes, and I hear just like, it sounded like a Chinese guy screaming at his kid in the shower. Like, you could hear him because the shower's, like I said, right next to the locker room, and it's like wide open.
Uh huh.
And he's screaming at him. He said he's yelling at him. You know shower, right? You get back in shower. You get back in shower. You have to wash your arms. You have to wash your face. You have to wash your privates. And he's like screaming at the top of his lungs at his kids.
Poor kid, dude.
And like everyone in the locker room was like laughing, like everyone who could hear it.
That sucks, dude.
I just had to share that story. He's like, you didn't shower. You're not shower right. You get back in shower. I have a worse shower
story than that, dude.
Go ahead.
This happened when I was like maybe, I don't know, 17, 18 years old, right? We used to go to the gym or whatever, and I actually, you know, sometimes I would shower there, right? Because I'd be like filthy, sweaty, dude, and I was like, I have to take a shower.
Yeah.
So I went into the shower, right? And like, there's like almost nobody in there. You know, it's just this big old huge corridor roll thing. So I go to the farthest one in the back, you know, take my towel off, go over there, start rinsing off or whatever.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, there's this guy that comes in, like, maybe minute later after I come in there.
Yeah.
And he, you know, he's on the opposite end of the showers now, right? So all right. we're catty cornered from each other.
So you walked over, gave him a hug?
No. So he turns on the shower, and he goes, as soon as the water hits me, he starts going, oh, yeah.
Oh, God, I hate that. You can hear them, yeah.
Yeah. And he's just doing, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh. Like, I'm like, at this point, I'm like, oh, my God, I need to get the fuck out of here. Dude, like, no. So I just fucking, you know, I was all halfway soapy. So I like, fuck this, I'm getting the fuck out of here. So ever since then, my cousin, I told my cousin about that, and every time, like, if I go to his house or whatever, or, like, because he lives in Mexico now, and whenever, you know, stay over at his house, I'll be taking a shower, you know, in a shower, and he'll go to the door and start going, oh, yeah, you start making all those noises, it's like, oh, man, dude, why you gotta remind me, I'm all traumatized now, you know, that was literally, like, the last time I took a shower there. I was like, fuck it, I'm just getting my car all filthy, dude. Fuck it, who cares?
Yeah. Well, I live 5 minutes away from the gym, so it's like, I just don't need a car to come home and shower.
My gym's like 15 minutes away from my house. There's a closer one, but it's like total garbage.
Yeah. But it wouldn't bother me so much, except for, like, I've heard the horror stories, like, some people, like, pee in the shower and stuff like that, and that's the kind of thing that sticks in my head.
Well,
if I were to shower,
pee
be like,
it's sterile, so I wouldn't worry about that too much.
I still don't want to step in it.
Dude, no. There's another time we were there, and, you know, we just got there, and we were putting all our stuff in, you know, in the lockers or whatever. And all of a sudden, the staff workers, they just run in, dude, like a fucking police SWAT team, dude. And we're like, what the fuck is going on? And one of the guys there, he was at the door, and he's like, you know, because they had the shower separated from the locker, so you can't really see the shower or whatever. And they got a guy at the door, and we're walking by, and we asked one of the guys, we're like, hey, what the fuck's going on over there? And he looks at us, and he goes, he didn't say it, but, you know, he made a gesture, like a blowjob gesture. I can't really say
it. Oh, my God, yeah.
And I was like, shut the fuck up. And he's like, yup.
Yep.
It was like four, and they brought out like four dudes, dude. I was like, oh, it's fucking gross. That's another reason I stopped taking a shower there.
Oh, I have a story like that. Then I was eating at a diner about 10 years ago. Justin can verify this, and he's... You know, it's like a diner that the cops go to a lot.
Uh-huh.
So, me and Justin, we were just sitting there eating, because we used to work late night, at, like, the same job. So, sometimes after work, we go there and get, like, pancakes or something. So, we were eating, and the cop opens up the door, and all we hear is, what the fuck? And now we hear, the other cop goes in.
All right.
And apparently, one guy, like you were saying, was giving another guy a blowjob.
In the diner.
In the bathroom. And that's like lewd and lascivious acts, or whatever it's called. Like, all you heard was, what the fuck's going on here? And then the other cop came running over, and then these two men came out, and we heard one cop
yell at the other guy. Sound.
We heard one cop yell at one of the guys, flick your pants up! And then they had him in handcuffs, and they brought him out.
Oh, man, that sucks, dude. Don't they know how to lock the door? Like, I don't get
the other time, another time at that diner, real quick, there was this guy who refused to pay for his food. This big guy is about 400 pounds.
Uh-huh.
So the staff called the police, and he decided he was going to run and try to jump over a table through the glass window. I don't know if it was retarded or not. But he was so big, like, he jumped onto the top of this diner table. Not his. He, like, ran across.
Uh-huh.
You know, instead of going for the door, which is right next to it, he ran towards the table. He dove up on the table, and all his weight hit the table, and the table hit the floor. Him and the guy and the table went to the floor. And then
he got up and then busted through the wall like Kool-Aid. And went, oh, yeah! Because I'm running.
They pepper sprayed his ass. He started screaming.
Inside the diner?
Yep.
It sucks, dude. Nobody else?
You can smell it?
Pepper spray is fucking, like, potent, dude. That'd get people that is unintended for.
Exactly, yeah. It got this girl. It got a lot of people. People had to go and wipe their eyes out.
Fuck.
It was funny because it was, like, this big dude, and he was, like, I guess, I don't know what he was thinking, because it's, like, the diner's, like, off another level anyways. Even if you went through the window, he's going, like, a floor down. So I don't know what he was thinking, but he hit the he didn't even make it because he was so big. He just hit the top of the table.
Was the food expensive, or why didn't he want to pay? Was it just crap food?
I have no idea. It's just like a little local diner. You know, it's not like a fancy restaurant or anything. It's just one of those 24-hour diners.
So he decided to make a break for it.
Well, it used to be like a hangout when I was a teenager. Like, me and Justin, like, a bunch of friends would go there almost. I'm not joking. Summer, we went there almost, like, every single night. But we would order food and tips, so it's not like we were, like, you know, It's not like we went and ordered toast and left. I'd actually ordered like a burger or something like that.
So it was like a hangout spot.
Yeah, and then we got to know the waiters and waitresses, and like we this one waitress, we went to her house a few times and all, so we actually got to know people in that diner.
Damn, went to the waitress house, huh?
Yeah, she had friends. If you saw her, you wouldn't say that, trust me.
Oh.
It's, yeah.
I still wouldn't like done it, dude. I'll be like, fuck it. Oh, man. No, it's usually like me and my buddy at work or my old job. We used to be like, would you or wouldn't you? I don't know, kind of, you know, we would always do that shit. And then when they were just like, all right, it's either you would or you wouldn't.
Yeah.
There's no in between.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, we see, like, an old lady and be like, oh, man, would you or wouldn't you? And then some of the answers would be like, well, if nobody knew about it, I'd do it.
Yeah. Most guys would anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
Guys are guys. I don't care. You know, women don't understand that. But oh, well.
It's not that we love them. It's just that we would just want to have sex with them. There's two different things.
To men it is. To women it's not.
Yeah. Well, but women are genetically crazy. And if you're a woman and you would like to be on our show, remember to email me. We're still looking for a third. GameDroids@live.com. Just going to throw that out there right now.
And you must be at least 17 or older. Too legal to be on the show.
Nah, you could be younger than that. Just have to be mature enough. I would like you to be older than 13. Actually, you know what? Yeah, you're right. 17 and up, women, ladies, if you want to be on.
It's not just ladies, though. We're just looking. If anyone wants to be a server host,
oh, yeah.
We're desperate.
Yeah, we're desperate. Anyone, please. I'm tired of just talking to Josh. Jesse's supposed to be here, but he's I don't know.
Nah.
Never here. Douche. Yeah, you know what's funny is my brother Game Time was like, hey, I'll be on the show.
Nah.
I was like, really? Yeah. I don't know what we talk about. We'll probably just talk about what we're talking about right now, which is nah. That has nothing to do with games, but, you know, we're talking anyways.
I thought your brother hated podcasts.
I don't know. He heard our last show. He laughed at a couple things.
The beginning?
Yeah, he laughed at the beginning. How I told you that you sound like Cleveland.
When I dropped through my voice, yeah.
And,
I don't remember how I did it.
Let's see. And then the racist guy on Call of Duty.
Oh, yeah.
Damn racist guy. I finally changed the clan name. I got tired of everybody going, NWO, you know, like, bunch of stupid asses. I changed it to FBA, and then everybody asked me what that means. I go, fucking badass. That's what it means. Fucking badass.
Oh, FBA, yeah. I thought you said SBA.
Oh, SBC. Dude, I've been messing around with those classes on Call of Duty. And I made this class where I have the submachine gun. Like, I think it's a UMP5 or something like that. And then I got those the Striker shotgun or the Rangers.
Yeah.
And then my perks, I set one to Marathon, the other one to Lightweight, and the other one to Ninja. And I already got Ninja Pro and, you know, Marathon Pro and all that.
Yeah, I have that too, Marathon.
It is fucking badass, dude. It's just, I mean, it totally changed the way I play Call of Duty. Because, like, the way you play Call of Duty is, you know, I run, like, tactically. I'd run, you know, to the little bush over here or the fucking cover over there. Peek around the corner and see nobody, so I kept on, you know, going or whatever.
Yeah.
With this fucking perks, the way I have it set up, dude, my guy is so fucking fast. Like, we could start a game, I could run all the way around the other team and flank them. Like, there's like four or five guys with their backs exposed to me.
Yeah.
And I have since I have the Ninja Pro on, they can't fucking hear me.
Yeah.
So I just fucking run up on them and stab them real quick. Boom. And then go to the next one. Shotgun. Next one. Dude, stab them again. It's fucking bad, dude. I fucking love it, dude.
Yeah. Oh, I finally won a game with a nuke. Go ahead.
Got a nuke?
No, the team I was on, you got a nuke.
Oh, okay. I was like, you got a nuke. Yeah, you're bad, dude. You got a nuke.
We were getting our asses kicked in Domination. That's one with the three flags, right?
Uh-huh.
We were getting our asses kicked, but this one guy on our team got 88 kills and only died once. Like, because when a nuke went off, you could see, you know, how many kills people got. So he basically saved the team.
Were you playing with us? Because that happened to me yesterday. Or the day before.
I don't think so. It was right after, it was like, I was playing Dead Space, and I stopped for about 20 minutes.
Oh.
And then I was like, I really want to play Dead Space again, so I'm right back to playing Dead Space.
The same thing happened to me. And, like, after the game was over, everybody was like, you're a fucking boosting piece of shit, Booster, you fucking booster bastard, and blah, blah, blah. So I guess, you know, apparently, I was like, what the fuck does booster mean? Like, I didn't know what that means. Do you know what that means?
I have no idea.
Yeah, it was, like, new to me, and I was like, okay.
All I know is we won when we were getting our asses kicked, but I was happy.
Okay, this is what boosting means. I looked it up online right after because I was like, what the fuck does that mean? I want to boost. Oh, excuse me. Anyways, boosting means, like, me and you, let's say me and you join a game, right?
All right.
You end up getting on the other team.
Yeah.
And somehow we communicate, I guess, through a private chat or whatever. And I'll just go hide in a corner, and you just keep on running to that corner. And just let me kill you 25 times in a row.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you get the nuke. Basically. And then you can unlock that challenge of getting the nuke 5 times or whatever it is. Just so you can get... So it's basically helping another person level up their character.
Yeah.
In a manner of speaking, but... I don't know. Apparently that's a no-no. Because, I mean, half of the room that knew what was going on was like, you're a fucking asshole. Get the... And the guy just fucking left, dude. Because, like, everybody was giving him shit. And I was like... What the fuck does boosting mean? And nobody answered my question, and I was getting pissed off about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that guy had, like, something like 96 kills and 2 deaths.
Yeah.
So...
Did you win?
Yeah, we won. We were winning anyways. But it might have been because that guy was boosting.
Yeah. So. I think the guy that I was playing, that was on our team, I don't think he was doing it. I think he was sniping.
Uh-huh.
And I think he was just picking people off that were running to the flag.
I almost say he must have been doing really good.
Yeah, because, like, there's that one map, I don't, you know the map where you're, like, fighting on top of the buildings?
Yeah.
Really high up?
Yeah,
and sometimes, people can go out to the pole, you know what I'm talking about, like, way off the map?
Yeah, like, well, there's that, it's not a pole, it's a crane.
Yeah, how do they get out there?
Well, okay, on the map facing, the opposite side of the helicopter, there's a little building up there where the elevators are. You can go up there, and then you can get on the little scaffolds that lead out to the crane.
All right.
Then you walk to the opposite end of the crane, and then you go up this little ramp, and you can go all the way up to the third floor on the, I'm going to call it the first building.
Yeah.
Closest to, I don't even know what to call it, dude, because it's like, you know, they're completely opposite sides.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's how you get on the third floor on the red building. I'm just going to call it the red building. And then the brown building on the other side, there's a way to get up to there, to that spot, too. There's a bunch of videos on YouTube
Was it meant to be that way, or just like an accident?
It was meant to be that way. It's not It's not like a glitch or nothing.
All right, because people are hard to kill on that map when they get out there. It's like, I noticed.
Well, it's because all the fighting's, you know, really close quarters, except for those outer parts.
Yeah.
There's a way to get on top of the brown building. I'll show you, you know, next time we get on.
Oh, all right, so yeah, it's like I keep seeing people go over there. I'm like, damn, I wish I knew how to do any.
It's pretty easy, dude.
Yeah.
Maybe I should make a YouTube video of it, and, you know, maybe we'll get some more subscribers.
Yeah. Well, one thing I noticed is though, like in close quarter combat, what's the weapon I use? The M something or other.
I don't know. Is it automatic? Fully auto?
Yeah, it's like a sub. It's not really submachine gun. It's like a rifle, I guess,
or maybe it's a machine
gun. It's like either that or I forget what it is. But I got the heart monitor on it.
Uh huh.
And for some reason now, in a close quarter match with that, I'm getting like 20, 30 kills. Where before, the bigger maps I suck at, which you can attest to, I get like one kill every big giant map.
Yeah.
But like for some reason, the close quarter maps, I'm like always towards the top.
Well,
like,
I think you use the RPD or maybe the M21.
That's it. I think that's it. Yeah.
So that's like a light machine gun, they're called. I don't know why they call light machine guns. I mean, they're fucking support guns.
Yeah.
These huge caliber, you know, fucking guns. But yeah, those ones are, you know, they're spray, what I call, well, a lot of people call them spray and pray.
Yeah.
You know, you don't really have to, you know, you could hip shoot it and still, you know, get pretty decent kills with it.
Yeah, I hip shoot when it's really, really close. And then when it's some distance, like I'll use either the thermal gun or the holographic scope. I have both. Like, I use one or the other.
I kind of want they have the M14. It's the FAL, FAL or whatever, rifle.
Yeah.
It's like single shot. I want to use that as a sniper rifle, but I haven't got enough kills with it to get the holographic scope.
Yeah.
I wonder how good it would be as a sniper rifle. Because, like, I'm using that, I forgot what it is. It's brown. Yeah. Semi-auto. It's the sniper rifle before the very last one. I forgot what it's called.
Yeah, I don't use snipers at all, so I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm alright with it. I'm not that bad. But, I don't know. I wish it could be better. But I love the fucking, the classes I'm using with the running and gunning. Yeah. I mean, dude, I get like fucking 20, 30 kills a game, and it's fucking bad. And I die like maybe 5 times.
Yeah.
It's just dope, dude. I can't wait to get the classic.
I have that. I just switched.
The lever action shotguns.
Yeah.
I forgot what they're fucking called, dude. They're like Model T1 or some shit like that, dude. They're fucking like the old ass guns.
Yeah.
Damn it, dude. Let me see. I got the little booklet right here. Let me see if I find them. But you say you have those things?
Huh?
You have those classes already?
I have the marathon. I just didn't put it on anything because I ran enough. Like, what do you have to run, like 20 miles or something like that?
I have no idea. It's the marathon and then the lightweight plus the submachine gun.
Yeah.
And, you know, the shotgun.
Yeah.
And you're golden, dude. It's just dope because I was using the Rangers before, and that's the double barrel sawed-off shotguns.
Yeah.
And I was using that, and I got them Kimbo'd when you have, like, two of them.
Yeah.
And, I mean, dude, you fucking run up on somebody, dude, you just have to be pointing in their general direction, and they're dead. But the range on it's, like, real, you know, super limited because they're sawed-off shotguns.
Oh, yeah.
So I started using the Striker instead because it holds more rounds, and, you know, the range is a lot better. But when I get those classic, those lever-action shotguns that they have, I forgot what they're called, man. They're the very last ones you get.
Yeah. I got the automatic shotgun. That's my favorite shotgun.
Yeah, that one's pretty good. But I like that one better than the Striker, except for the amount of ammo you get with it.
Well, the first time I used the automatic shotgun, I was like, this sucks. And I shot you in the face like 2 seconds later. You remember that?
I got shot in the face so many times that I don't remember.
I was like, I hate this shotgun. And then like you came around the corner and it was like, boom. And I was like, oh, I like this shotgun now.
No, I love it. It's awesome. You're an apple. Oh, man. Ugh. You know, have you seen the Wii version of Call of Duty 4? Speaking of Call of Duty.
It's not called Call of Duty. It's called Call of Duty something. It has a different name.
I was checking it out. I haven't played it, obviously, because, you know,
I played the last Call of Duty on the Wii.
I had the first one, but when you compare it to, like, the newer, you know, you can compare it to the 360 or the PS3 version. There really is no comparison.
Yeah.
But I do have to say that it is a lot easier to see your enemies on that version of that game.
Probably because they can't do the smoking effects.
Yeah, they can't do the smoke, the particles, so it's just, like, clear. It's just, like, everything's, like, super clear. Well, it's kind of fuzzy because, you know, it's not high def, but if it was high def with that lack of stuff in it,
yeah.
I mean, that game would be, like, easy to spot your targets. I don't know if that would make it better or worse, but it definitely would make it easier.
Yeah.
Because I know, like, sometimes I'll be playing a game online or even during the campaign, and I'll be like, who the fuck is shooting me? I don't know who the fuck is shooting me, and I get all fucking, like, not mad, but, you know, pissed off, because same thing, huh? I'm not mad, but I'm pissed off.
It's called Reflex Edition.
Reflex?
Yeah, Call of Duty Reflex Edition for the Wii.
And you have that PSP, not PSP, the DS version, right?
Yes, I do. It's called, give me 1 second because I forgot the name. Call of Duty Modern Warfare Mobilized. Which is the, and it's weird when you first start playing it because you use the D-pad on there to move, you know, strafe and move forward and back.
Uh-huh.
But you have to use the stylus on the second screen, on the bottom screen. It's like a mouse to look.
To aim. Right?
About? Yeah.
Okay.
And, yeah, to aim and to look. And to switch your weapons, there's like dots on the top. Like if you want to switch to a different weapon or you want to throw a grenade, like you press a dot mm-hmm. on the top of the screen. And, like, the first 10 minutes I was playing, I was like, man, this sucks. You know, it really took some getting used to because it's awkward. You have to hold it with one hand. You fire with the triggers on the top, the left and right triggers.
Mm-hmm.
And your right hand, you have to hold the stylus. So you're holding it in sort of an awkward position. You're not holding it with both hands like you're used to with, like, portable gaming. But after a couple minutes, like, you get used to it. And it actually works pretty good. It's almost like using a mouse on a computer. Like, to aim. The way you slide the stylus around. I had to turn it up because it was too slow. You can turn it, you know, you can adjust the sensitivity. Mm-hmm. But it was pretty good, actually. The actual game is about 8 hours long, which I think is longer than the 360 version.
Yeah, it's longer than the 360 version.
But,
did you beat it?
I didn't beat it yet, about maybe 3 hours in, but the surprising thing is you can play online with up to 8 people. And that works pretty good, too. Like, I don't know quite how you upgrade. Like, you know how when you play on the console version, you upgrade your classes, you can have like 5 or 6 different classes?
Uh-huh.
Well, on this, you get different weapons as you go through, but then before the game starts, you have about a minute and a half. You have 90 seconds to pick your guns and your grenades. So each time you go into a game, you have that 90 seconds to pick however you want to go into the game.
Okay.
So that's not too bad. I mean, it's better than not having the option at all.
And is it like Modern Warfare, like they have modern weapons and stuff?
Oh, yeah, it's the same thing. It's the same but different. Like, it's a different, slightly different game, obviously, because I couldn't, graphically make it as big.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of the DS is mostly cities, where you're, like, going through city sections, you know what I mean? Like, tight quarters and stuff like that. But it really works really good. I mean, I was surprised. I thought it was going to... It looks really good for a DS game. Like, it looks, it looks like an N64 game, but it's really fun to play. Then the online was actually more fun than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, because I can imagine a DS online game would be, because, it's like all the split-second timing and, like aiming and stuff, because the way you're describing the aiming would sound like it would take a while.
Yeah, the thing is that once you get used to the aiming, it's like your mouse on a computer almost once you get used to it. When you aim where you want, you stop moving the stylus, you lift it up. And then if you want to switch your weapon, you just press these dots on the top, and you just get used to it. To the point where you don't even think about it after a while. It just becomes, natural.
Mm-hmm.
And I was surprised, because I really thought, after a couple minutes, it sucked. But it really is a better way, because the PSP doesn't, the PSP, comparing it to the DS, doesn't even have a second analog stick or an option like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So being able to play it like that, I don't know. I like it. Like, I really, really liked it on the DS version of the
DS. Does it have a story, too, or is it kind of like...
Oh, yeah, it has a story. It starts off where the Russia is mad at America.
Uh-huh.
And this Russian is, at the podium. They don't move. It's, still pictures, obviously, because it's the DS. But it has voice acting. Real good. And it's pretty good voice acting. It sounds like a Russian. And then before each mission, you have your general or whatever telling you, okay, we're going to go this way. Telling you how you're going to get through the city and what your objectives are.
Is Captain Price in the game?
I don't even... Who's that?
Captain Price is the guy who's all in the Infinity War Call of Duties.
He's the guy with the
crazy mustache.
I don't remember. I don't remember seeing him in the game.
He's in every game. How can you not see him?
Does he just have a Scottish accent?
Yeah, he's British.
Yeah, I don't think he was in that version. But if you have a DS, it's worth buying. I mean, obviously it's not as good as the console version, but for a portable version, it's definitely really good. I like it. I give it about 4.5 stars out of 5.
I don't know, man. Call of Duty is consuming my life. Dude, literally on Thanksgiving, I played when I got up in the morning, and then I ate some lunch, and then I played again, and then it was dinner time, so we ate dinner.
Well, I'm going to buy you the DS version, so then you can be really wrapped up in Call of Duty.
I have a DS, actually.
Do you?
Yeah, well, it's Jesse's. When he moved away from our house, I guess he put some of his stuff in a box. And this was maybe 3-4 years ago.
Yeah.
And he put it – we have this storage trailer in the back. So it was just in there. And it's been in there for, 2 or 3 years or whatever.
It's yours now.
Yeah. And yeah, my dad went back there looking for something. And he comes to my room and he said, "Hey, Chris, what's this? Is it any good?" And I was like, oh, shit, it's a Nintendo DS. I have it right here.
Yeah.
Here's the case. Come on here. Let me open it. All right. And,
is it the old silver one?
Yeah, it's the old. It's the first one, the first version that came out, dude. This thing is fucking humongous, too.
It still works, though.
Yeah, no. The funny thing is that there's still battery life in this fucking thing.
Yeah. Do you have the charger?
Huh?
Do you have the charger?
Yeah. It's the whole package right here. I got the charger, the DS. And do you remember the couple shows ago, Jesse was saying, I had Metroid on my DS, and I lost it. I can't find it. Well, guess who found it?
What did he buy, another DS?
Yeah. He has like two or three DSs, dude. He has
Then that's yours, then keep it.
Actually, you know what? I think I bought him one for Christmas. It was either the silver one or the black one, the Onyx one.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I got him that. See, and I got here too, Zelda Four Swords.
Yeah.
So, I was
surprised. That's the Game Boy Advance game, isn't it?
Yeah. No, yeah. And I was like, when my dad brought it to me, I was like, holy shit. And, you know, I just turned it on and it still works.
You'll like Call of Duty on it then. I'll get you hooked on it. You'll be like, I'm not playing on a 360 right now. I'm playing on my DS. There it is.
There it is. And I haven't charged it yet, so I don't know, you know, I don't know when it's going to run out of battery.
Yeah, there's a browser you can download onto it now, too, a web browser.
I think this one does have the web browser already. Yeah, but this is, like, old school, I guess, man. I don't know. It says the battery's fully charged. You know, that's just a testament of how well this thing is built.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been in the hot, cold for 3 or 4 years without no battery, and it still has a battery charge. Screens still work. The screens, they're kind of blurry. Not blurry, but they're not very well lit. But I don't know if that's just, you know, because it's the first version or whatever. Oh, I just heard yours turn on.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I got the, last week I got the new DS, the DSi.
Is that the big one, or is it the regular one? Because I'm unfamiliar with these DSs.
I'm not sure. There's a DS Lite, which this is not the DS Lite, so it's bigger than that. Uh-huh. So I'm assuming it's the bigger one with the bigger screen.
Well,
but I don't know.
I know on the box they have, like, a picture of the screen.
Yeah.
And it's like, this is this much bigger than the regular DS, you know, and they have, like, a little outline of it.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was on your box or not, but, you know.
I don't even know where the box is. Oh, here's the box right here. Let me look at it. It says Nintendo DSi, and it shows the side of the DS with the camera.
It's probably just the regular one, then.
Yeah, it's bigger than the Lite, though, because the Lite, for someone like me, the Lite would be way too small, but,
I'm gonna get that DSL extra large one.
Let me know how that is.
The next size up. I'm probably not gonna get it. I said I want to get it. I mean,
it's the one I have. The DSi, it has two cameras in it. Like one so you can take a picture of yourself, and one on the back, a 1.3 megapixel camera. And if you own a digital camera, this is a shitty camera. I'm saying right now. It's good if you're like a little kid or something. You want to take a picture of you and then like fuck it up and like distort it. But that's only fun for like 10 seconds. You know, I can't.
Well, I mean, it's a DS. You know, it's like a cell phone, right? I mean, that's like a cell phone camera.
It has the new browser, the Opera browser built into it, which the older ones didn't have. Yeah, like, I don't know if you have to download special or whatever.
So you can watch porn on it. Okay.
Well, you can't do Flash videos. It just does basic. So, like, Facebook comes up all wonky and stuff. I can still look at it, but, like, it's okay for, like, email, I guess, web-based email and stuff like that.
That's cool.
But it's black. It's not plastic, though. It's like this rubberized plastic that won't scratch. You know what I mean? It's not, like, it's not shiny at all. It's like, I don't know what you call this.
Are you talking about the casing around it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like the older ones for plastic. I don't know what you call it. It's like a rubber plastic.
Oh, okay, I know what you mean. It's like the stuff they put on the back of TV remotes or
Yeah. It won't scratch. Like you'd have to put like a knife up to it to scratch it.
Yeah,
so
it's rubber.
Yeah. But I mean I like it. It came with two styluses. It comes with a memory card. Well, it doesn't come with one, you have to put one in.
Uh-huh.
But you can listen to MP3s and stuff on it if you put like a big memory card and I don't know if you can watch videos on it or not, I haven't tried that. So, all in all, I mean, I wasn't planning on getting a DS. It was someone purchased it for me, so.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, I like it. I mean, I don't like it better than the PSP only because, like I said, the PSP has more adult, I don't want to say adult games, but deeper games.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Call of Duty is a deep game for the DS, but look at all the.
When you compare libraries, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like Cooking Mama stuff like that on this isn't really. You know, that doesn't really appeal to me.
Well, it's because, you know, it's basically because you're a hardcore gamer, quote-unquote, and, you know, the DS is usually marketed to casual gamers, and they just put these, they sprinkle in hardcore games so it can still be considered a gaming platform.
Yeah. Yeah. But this brings me to the other game I want to review real quick. I got Peggle 4. I'll go into the story about new and used, but I just want to review the game first.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you ever played Peggle on the cell phone.
No. Can't say
it looks. It looks like junk on the cell phone, like compared to the PC version, because I guess, you know, a lot of cell phones are older and they can't hold, you know, do the really good graphics.
Yeah.
Now, the DSi can do what I was just telling you about, my Call of Duty, and it looked really, really good, like N64, which is really good graphics.
Mm-hmm.
So you would think that the DS could handle Peggle, like, it, to look as good as it does on the 360, because it's just a Flash-based game anyway. Like, yeah. It's Peggle itself.
Just colors. Isn't,
yeah, exactly. So what they did was, it looks like they took the cell phone version of Peggle, because I have it on a cell phone, and threw it on the DS, because it looks like crap. I mean, it's fun. It's just as fun to play as the other ones, because it's just the same game.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just a little disappointed in, like, the graphics. I mean, it's just a Flash-based game, and if the DS can do games like Metroid and Call of Duty, you know what I mean, and, like, you know, first-person shooters like that, they could have done a lot better on it with a Flash version of Peggle, which
probably,
doesn't.
I mean, I'm sure they just ported it and then slapped a, you know, price tag on it and said, "Well, ship it."
Yeah, I mean,
we don't really
you
have to work on it. It's just, you know, it's already done.
Yeah, I mean, you control it with the stylus, like where you want to aim instead of like the remote.
Uh huh.
You know, instead of controller. And it's fun to play. Like I'm gonna play through all 80 levels at some point, but it's just a little disappointing in the graphics when considering, you know. They make games that look way better. Like, I've seen a DS handle games that are better than that.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a simple game. It's not like it's, you know, full 3D and,
yeah,
you know, has a bunch of smoke effects like a Call of Duty.
Yeah. It's like the, well, that's another neat thing they did. The smoke effects are pretty good on for the DS, you know, for a DS.
For Call of Duty or for Peggle?
For Call of Duty.
Okay. I was like, Peggle has smoke effects.
You know, but the Call of Duty is fun, though. I mean, I'll give it that. And I thought it would be shit. Like, I didn't buy... I got the DS as a present, and I didn't get any games for it. So that's why I got Call of Duty and Peggle. So,
early, do you want me to go? Christmas present.
Yeah, from an ex-Jehovah's Witness. But, but I'm... Yeah. Do you want me to go into my games, my EB game story real quick?
Yeah,
GameStop,
go ahead,
I'm
go
sorry.
For it.
So, Peggle's a hard game to get right now, because they just... They don't make it new anymore. So... No one's trading in their used copies, because I contacted three different GameStops, and they're all like, no. And one lady even told me, she's like, people don't generally trade puzzle games like that in, because they, you know, they're addicting and people like those types of games. So I finally called the fourth GameStop, which is like the furthest of the four. Like, I called, you know, in proximity, the closest, the next closest, the next closest.
Yeah.
And the next. I called the fourth one. And the guy goes, oh, yeah. He goes, we have one copy brand new. It just hasn't sold. Like, you know, it's still here. So I go up there, I go to buy it. It's still, it's in the cellophane, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I pay, it says new on the, it has a new sticker on it. I'm thinking, cool, I mean, a new, I would have bought the used one, you know, because.
Either way, he just wanted a copy of it.
Yeah, because it's only $2 difference. I would have bought either way, no matter what version they had. So I go up there, I pay for the new one, which is $2 more, so it's not like a huge difference. I come home, I open it up, put the cartridge in, go to play it. And there's two save game files on there, and one of them is played all the way through. So they sold me a used game for the new price.
So was everything unlocked too, like all the unlocks and stuff?
Well, I went in and deleted all that, so it wouldn't be there. Because
uh-huh.
You can delete the saves, but it was like, it's just principle more than anything else. Because like $2, it's not worth going all the way back up there.
You know, you'll probably spend more than that, I guess.
I did call them and let them know, and they were like, oh, we're sorry, bring it in, and we can exchange it, or this, that, and the other. And I was like, no, I just want to let you know, you did that. But
they probably hung up the phone and were like, all right. Thanks.
Yeah. But it's like, you know, it's just a principle of the thing. I bought it new, and it was used. You know, I don't like that, so I won't be going back to that GameStop ever again.
You know what you should have done and said, hey, well, give me a $2 store credit, and can you transfer it to this store over here? Yeah, that'd be fair, right?
Yeah, I don't know if they do that, though.
They probably wouldn't, but still, I mean, you could at least suggest it.
Yeah.
That sucks, makes, though.
Like, it was a disc-based game, I would have never known. Like, if I had bought, you know, Drake's Fortune or something like that.
Uh-huh.
You wouldn't know, because you can't save a game onto the CD anyway. But for Peggle, I mean, it's just a little...
You know what they probably did, is they're probably the people who work in there.
Yeah.
They're probably like, I want to try this game out. Pulled it out
of
the package.
That's what I was thinking.
Played it. They got done with it while they were working, and said, all right, put it back. Package back up. Sell it as new, because...
Yeah, and they forgot to delete the files, what they did.
Yeah. Like, was it plastic wrap too and everything? Like, did it have the plastic all over it, or?
Yeah, well, what they do is they have some GameStops have the shrink wrap machine where they sell used games like that. Like, they'll shrink it.
Oh, so the guy just shrunk wrap it.
Yeah.
That's probably why it didn't sell, because the guy had it at his house or wherever.
Well, because I thought that was weird anyway, because, like, when I called the one store, the girl told me they discontinued it, like, 2 months ago. She's like, it was real popular when it came out a year ago, but she said, like, a lot of DS games, you know, after a couple of months, they discontinue them. You know, once they become, you know, not, you know, once everyone who wants it buys it, they don't keep making it like they do with other systems. The DS, they have a tendency to just stop making the game.
Mm-hmm.
So, when they said they had a new copy, you know, I thought that was kind of strange at first. I was like, well... You know, then I thought, you know, maybe it was back in the corner or no one saw it or something like that.
Nope, somebody had it at their house.
Yeah, someone had it somewhere.
Some asshole. Hey, dude, my chair is like super squeaky. Can you hear it?
Yeah, I hear it. I hear it when you do that.
It's going, Chris, you're too fat. Get off of me. It's crying, nagging. So yeah. Have you done any Christmas shopping at all?
I did mine about 2 months ago.
Did you?
I put everything on layaway, and I got it off layaway this weekend. Like, this week. Like, before Black Friday. But I was done. I went out Black Friday, and I got a TV, but it wasn't a doorbuster. It was just a Black Friday sale. A little 17-inch LCD for the back porch.
Uh-huh.
You know, just something to throw an antenna on. And it gets all the high-def through the antenna. It has the built-in high-def tuner and all that. But it was $50 off. It was $99.99 instead of $149. So that's all I picked up on Black Friday. It's not even a named brand. It's like a, you know, it's like some off Korean brand that I've never heard of before. But as long as it turns on, I don't really care.
I was gonna say, oh yeah, I also went Christmas shopping. Well, kinda. We went today, and I ended up buying myself something. I don't know what else to get anybody else. Like, I got my nephew. Lego Batman.
Yeah.
He likes Batman. And then I guess I just really just buy my niece something. I mean, my parents, they really don't want anything.
Yeah.
My brother, he never wants to buy stuff for me. And he goes, don't get me nothing because I'm not going to get you nothing. Because if I get him something, he'll feel bad.
All right. You should make him feel bad.
I did last year. It didn't work, dude. I bought him something. He didn't get me shit. So, like, I guess the only people I really have to buy are... plan to buy anything for is my niece, who I still need to get something for her, and then my little sister, because, you know, she's a charity case, and, you know, I feel bad for her because she doesn't have anything.
All right.
So, but, like, today, today, excuse me, today we went to Outdoor World or Pro Bass Fishing.
All right.
And you ever been to that store?
No, I've never heard of it.
You never heard of it? Okay, well, it's... basically, an outdoor store where they sell everything that's outdoors. Camping, fishing,
boating. Yeah, I hate the outdoors, so I don't go.
Yo, me and outside don't mix.
Yeah, give me the city and I'm happy. Give me the woods and I'm miserable.
Really? I like the woods. Yeah.
No, give me high rise and give me crowds and I'm happy.
Oh, man, I hate crowds. Which is why I'm getting to the story, because we went to this place, and when we usually go, the parking lot's maybe a quarter full normally.
All right.
But today it was packed. I mean, like, we had to park way, way, way in the back. And, like, I was, like, surprised. I was like, man, how many people want to go buy outdoor shit for Christmas? You know?
Yeah.
But the reason we went there is because my brother wants to buy a rifle. He wants to buy a new rifle because he has a shotgun. But lately we've been going shooting a lot, and my friend has a it's called
you got, like, a range? Like a shooting range?
No, we just go out to the desert.
All right.
And, you know, he has this SKS, and it takes a 7.62mm gun, which is basically like an AK-47.
All right.
And that thing's bad, dude. When you shoot, it's like... pow, 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 pow. And so my brother's like, I want a gun now. I want to go get one. I want to go get a rifle.
Do you have your license?
You have to register. You know, get a license. So, you know, we go and we're looking at these guns, and I was like, man, I want one too. So I'm all looking around, you know, and I buy this. I see this gun called it's called a Ruger. It's a Ruger 10/22.
It's a black.
It's brown. It has a brown stock, with the black, I guess, gun part. I don't know. I'm trying to think of what gun kind of looks like. It kind of looks like a.
Yeah, I know what Rugers look like, but people online might not know.
It looks like a M1 carbine from Call of Duty World at War. Looks like that. Except without the little clip on the bottom. Looks exactly like that.
They have the Ruger in World of War.
Do they?
Yep.
I gotta check that out. Well, that might be the Ruger with the higher caliber. This is like a, it's a 22 caliber, so it's a real small bullet, and it's a rifle version, so it's subsonic. I don't know what that means, but that's what they told me. And the reason I got that one instead of like the other ones was, for one, the price. I paid $200 for it.
All right.
And the ammo is like, it's like $12 for 50 rounds.
Yeah. So how do you load it? Is it like clip loaded?
Yeah, it has a little clip on the bottom, and you know, you can load it up.
All right.
So
do you have a safety, like one in the chamber?
Yeah. Well, it has a safety button. I can go pick it up in a week.
All right. Oh, you don't have it yet?
Yeah. Well, in California, you have to register, and then they do a background check on you, and then, you know, you go pick it up.
Yeah, it's the same thing here.
So I got that, and you know, we're just cruising around, or whatever, looking stuff, and then I see this. They have like body kits for them. I mean, I guess they've been around, so they're like real popular guns.
Yeah.
So, I bought this body kit. It's called the Archangel body kit. It makes it look like a fucking M16 or M4 carbine, dude. It's fucking bad. I'm like, holy shit, my gun could look like that. So I got that. So I ended up spending like, that was that case was almost as expensive as the gun.
All right.
Just for the body kit. And the body kit was $180 total.
Yeah.
So now I got this cool fucking kit that I'm gonna put on the gun when I get it. It's bad, dude. I just thought I had to share that. I don't know if it's because of Call of Duty or because I went shooting and now I want a gun.
Is it a Ruger with an R or a Luger with an L?
With an R.
That might be different then.
It's,
you know what a Luger is, right? A German Luger?
Yeah, that's the pistol, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a Ruger. It's R-U-G-E-R. Ruger? Yeah.
All right.
10/22.
Does it look similar to the Luger?
No. It's a rifle.
Oh, all right. So it's probably different.
Yeah. So that was my Christmas shopping. I spent, you know, almost $400 on myself.
Yeah.
I'm so charitable, huh?
Do you have the Ruger P series?
The Ruger P series?
Yeah, I'm looking online. I found a whole bunch of them.
Oh, I don't know.
There's some that are like pistols and some that are bigger.
You know what? I guess I don't know if anybody wants to see it. If you want to see it, email us. Email me. I'll email you, or you could just look it up online.
I want to see it.
Yeah, I'll send you a link right now.
All right.
But I'm just talking to other people because, you know, if we're recording, then they're gonna be like, "Well, what the fuck is that?" I don't know what that is. I want to see what it is. It's a Ruger 10/22 with the Archangel body kit.
All right, that's what I said.
So you look that up, you'll probably find it. And that's pretty much it. I mean, the show was kind of like on the spur of the moment because we were bored. And what is it? Today's what, Saturday?
Yep.
I'm about to go continue with my Saturday night. I'm about to go out right now in a little bit.
Yeah.
Go do something. Probably go get drunk.
Something. I'm probably going to stay at home and go online because I'm trapped because of all the traffic for Christmas shopping.
Yeah, that's the one thing I hate, dude. It's fucking the crowds.
Yeah, I went out at like 3 o'clock earlier today. I went to buy a book, and I got to the bookstore, and of course they didn't have it. So they're like, "Oh, we can order for you online and have it shipped here." And I was like, "Well, I can just order it
at home and have it shipped there." Yes. Yeah, I don't get it.
You know, she's like, it won't cost anything, but like Barnes & Noble, they don't really charge for shipping anyway online. So it's like, what's the difference? I can just go online and do that, you know. So.
Yeah.
So my book should be coming next week. Sweet. Oh, and before we leave, I got the Scribblenauts and Street Fighter 4 on Amazon yesterday on their Black Friday deal. I got them both for $34.
Wait,
total.
You bought Street Fighter 4?
Yeah.
I thought you didn't both. Like it.
For $20, I like it a lot. for $18.99, whatever it was.
Best Buy had a bunch of deals. They had a bunch of games that were like $40, $20.
Yeah. Oh, and Dead Space, you can download it on Xbox Live just for anyone who might be home or bored or whatever, wants to pick up a game on the cheap. Mm-hmm. It's a really good game. You already played it, but I'm just throwing it out there. I downloaded it.
Pretty cool.
I was looking for it in the store yesterday, and at one store, I found like this mom and pop store, you know, like a game store.
Yeah.
And they were still charging $50 for it. And I was like, I think I'm just going to go home and download it for $20.
And is it worth it?
Oh, yes. I mean, no, a game that doesn't have online to me is not worth any more than $40. But that game is definitely worth $40, so for $20, it's definitely worth it. Like, if I spent $40 on it, I wouldn't be upset.
Alright, I just send you a link of what I got.
Alright.
And then here's another link of what the original looks like.
Alright. Take a minute to load. That's the kit?
Yeah, that's with the kit on.
So what, do you put it over top of it?
Yeah, well, you basically take the guts out of the original gun, and yeah, then you put them in there. I think I'm going to end the show right here, because now we're off track for the first 10 minutes. Yeah. Kind of got on track, and we're already, what,
all right,
50 minutes in? Yeah, that's good enough.
All right, and one last thing, Gone with the Wind is on Blu-ray. I just had to throw that in there.
Which one? Gone with the Wind?
Yep.
Oh, God. You and your Blu-ray sales, man. Nobody cares.
It's not on sale. It's $70. It comes in a big collector's edition box.
I've never seen that movie, and I don't think I want to see that movie.
It's a pretty good movie. I got The Wizard of Oz 2 months ago. It's in the same type of box, but it comes with a collectible watch and all that good stuff.
You know what the hardest thing about owning Wizard of Oz is?
What's that?
Telling your parents you're gay.
But I like The Wizard of Oz.
Point taken.
You didn't watch it as a kid?
Yeah, of course I watched it when I was a kid. I'm just saying that, dude. It's a joke, you know. Anyways, all right. Well, this has been Game Droids. Thank you for joining us. Hopefully Jesse will keep joining us on Monday. But, you know, that's always up in the air with him. If you think you could be a host of the show or you want to be a host of the show, we're taking all applicants and anybody who's interested. Give me an email or shoot us an email. Our email address is gamedroids@live.com. Or you can visit our website too, and our email address is on there too as well, and that's gamedroids.com. And this is Chris.
I'm Josh.
And that's it for the show. See you guys next time. I'm just walking down the street, got a bottle in my hand, going to the cat club to see my favorite band. I'm walking to the party with my baggy pants red, my Christian 6 inches off the top of my head. All the cats are rocking to a syncopated jive.